Hello Friday, Mark. Again, it's Friday. Williams and Williams in the morning. We're back.
We're back on the air, baby.
Yeah.
We had a little scare this week.
A little scare this week, for sure.
Weren't sure if we were coming back, but we are back.
It looked like we weren't.
Yeah. No, definitely a couple tense days.
But luckily, we are back.
Yep. They believe in us.
Like I said, Williams and Williams in the morning. We're unrelated, but we're totally relatable. You can, we're on Radio Laurie's Snapchat today, right now.
Yes.
So, add
it.
What is it?
Just at Radio Laurie.
Just add Radio Laurie. You can check us out. We're throwing up some stuff. We're going to do a lot of intermission stuff on there. So, if you want to see, you want to get a little more of our action, throw it up. You'll see us on our stories. We'll be going live. Couple competitions we're going to do with each other during musical breaks. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, if you're listening to the show at home and you hear a song being played, grab your phone, get on Snapchat. Radio Laurier, see what we got for you.
See what we got, because we got some stuff for you.
And then laugh. Even if it's not funny, just laugh.
Last week, sorry about the stream. Hope you enjoy the Facebook Live. We had to take it down for copyright reasons. So that's pretty fun, too.
Copyrights are fun.
We almost got canned because of it.
Canned, great word, Trey.
Had a nice little meeting with the executives of the board.
Yep.
HR was there. The president was there.
President, like Obama.
President-elect, Donald Trump, actually.
Yeah, he was there too.
They all were there. Prime Minister Jean Chrétien, former Prime Minister Jean Chrétien was there.
One of the best.
Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
A hologram.
Hologram of him.
Of him was there.
I don't know how that really related to Radio Laurie,
but the
Innovation Station.
Hello, right? Friday. Flow Rider. That's our intro song. You know that means it's time for us.
Yep.
So you can follow us on Instagram.
Willie's World _2.
Twitter.
TWillis_7. That's Troy.
Hi.
Willdog 30. 2 G's. MWilldog 2 G's on Instagram. Just shout out. That's Mark. And Radio Laurie on Facebook, at Williams Mornings, goes directly to our page.
And add Radio Laurie Snapchat, right, F, star, 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 now.
Attaboy.
All right, theme of the show, Mark.
Inspiration Station.
Courtesy of our boy, DJ Khaled, who we have on the show today. He's going to be on here for an interview.
My understanding is he is on the jet right now.
Yeah, To come here. I thought we were calling him. He's actually coming in.
He's coming in. He's landing just outside in the parking lot.
Well, good thing the weather's so nice. It's sunny right now.
Yep.
Outside the studio.
It's a sunny 9:06 a.m. right now.
Yeah, and DJ Khaled, I think you guys know him.
Ah, they know him.
He's coming on the show. Big interview with Mr. DJ Khaled himself.
Yep. In the flesh.
What else do we got on today's show?
We got the report, some anecdotes, some bold predictions for the show, which we're tweaking a bit.
Ooh, baby.
We're going to do it at the beginning of the show.
Love that.
About the show.
Whoever came up with that idea, genius.
Yes.
Producer.
And a great looking
producer
partner.
Producer Seeks.
And we got a lyrical breakdown, friend, foe, or maybe so, another new part of the segment.
Mm.
A little middle ground for those ones that we're not quite sure about yet.
Love it. Thanks.
Got a Mike Webley update. You're going to want to hear this one. Big and small league banter. Willie's weapon / whack job of the week. And, of course, Friday's 5, which is about Friday's 45 right now.
You're at Williams & Williams. We're always trying to innovate to the next lean and great thing that your radio listener ears want to hear. So thank you for tuning in and listening. We're going to get to our first...
segment.
Segment is the word, Mark. I love the way you just know the words I'm trying to say that my brain doesn't even know I'm trying to say.
Hey, Williams and Williams. That's what we're all about.
Yeah, we're unrelated.
But we're relatable.
Yeah. So, first thing, the report. Canada's top news from America's top news sources. The Backs of America, we support our Canadians. Thank you, Backs of America, for supporting us, Williams and Williams. That's how we get paid because of you guys.
Yeah.
So pretty, first...
Pretty handsomely, I might add.
Oh, yeah. You should see the car I'm driving. It's awesome.
Maybe they will later on Snapchat.
So let's get to it. The report brought to you by The Onion. How internet clickbait works.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, another step-by-step process.
Yeah, I love these. These
as well.
So Facebook and other sites have recently begun fighting back against clickbait. often misleading internet posts designed to be seen by as many readers as possible, The Onion breaks down the production and spread of this content.
All right, so let's start with step number one. First of all, should we be defining clickbait for the listeners?
No, they know what it is. They're tech-savvy people.
Yeah, they're on the internet.
They figured out how to turn the stream on, so they know what clickbait is.
Hopefully they did. And if they didn't, that means they learned how to work the Google Doc.
Yeah.
All right, so step
also,
number one.
Head over to Facebook and click on some of our bait.
Yeah. We're trying to bait you guys.
Yeah, click on it.
Just take the bait.
Just bait us. Click on it.
Bait us. All right, I wonder how beta was last night, 12 bars.
Beta station.
Yeah, didn't go. No. Step number one. Forebrain spends weeks in Utero building high-level cognition and reasoning structures capable of being immediately overridden by sight of the phrase, check this out!
So if you don't know what that means...
We don't either.
You're really stupid, and you should, because that's obviously an easy thing to understand. And the fact that you don't understand it really just, I mean, that says a lot about your intelligence as a human and
as a radio listener.
Yeah. Horrible intelligence. Because, I mean, Forebrain spends weeks in utero building high-level cognition and reasoning structures capable of being immediately overridden by the sight of the phrase, check this out.
Well, basically, we'll dumb it down for you.
Yeah. Dumb it down for him, Mark.
If someone sees check this out, they click on it.
Yeah. Clickbait. Dun, dun, dun.
Step number two, Troy.
Reporter brags, barges into editor's office with big scoop about a celebrity who has aged.
Hey, we're all aging.
Yeah.
Some of us just age a little better than others.
Some of us are barging better than barging.
Bragging.
Bragging.
Reporter might brag about the fact that he barged into the editor's office. So.
Yeah. Step two, reporter barges into editor's office with a big scoop. What if he just comes in with a big scoop of ice cream? You know, he's just I'm bragging about this big scoop of ice cream I got.
The editor would probably be just as pumped.
Yeah, maybe.
There's only one way to find out.
We got to barge into our editor's office with a big scoop of ice cream.
Yep.
Yep.
Step number three.
Number three.
In quotations, all hail the infallible Zuckerberg. Slipped into an article over 100 times to flatter Facebook's algorithm. So again, we'll dumb it down.
Yep.
The statement, all hail the infallible Zuckerberg, gets put in to an article over 100 times just so that Facebook is happy.
Yeah, so again, this is going back to the clickbait aspect.
Yep.
You put that in your article, more people click on it. Or Facebook pops it up on their screen more often so that more people click on it.
Yep.
Boom. Step four, stock photo roulette wheel given good spin. Well, so what we got here.
That's always fun.
We got one of them big spinny wheels.
Like on Price is Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
No. Well, kind of, but...
That's a wheel.
But round.
Wheel of Fortune.
I was thinking more Wheel of Fortune style.
Okay.
And in each section, you have a stock photo that the ticker,
yep,
the arrow lands on.
Okay.
So you spin it around and the ticker goes... Stops on a stock photo. Boom, that's your photo for clickbait.
And that's step number four.
That's step four.
Okay, step number five then. Many, many more of your friends than you would have suspected, apparently delighted by llama's antics. So
llamas?
Llamas.
Like the
llama?
Animal?
I'd say llama.
The animal?
Yeah, the animal though. Two L's, one M. Many, many more of your friends than you would have suspected, apparently delighted by llama's antics.
Excuse me.
So, you're friends with people that apparently have a little soft spot for llamas. Who knew?
I pronounce it llama.
That's what I just said. You told me to pronounce it llama.
Well, Mark, you shouldn't be so easy to change with peer pressure.
I gotta
stick to your guns.
I gotta be myself.
Yeah.
Llama antics.
Llama's antics.
They're,
Grandma llama.
Grandma llama antics.
Grandma llama antics. Grandma llama ding dong. Step six. Aunt Beth jumps aboard with signature. Gonna need help here, Mark.
Credulous.
Credulous fever.
Fervor.
Okay, this is way too smart of a list for me. Way too smart. So let's move on. That's clickbait.
Is there step seven or no? Is that it?
No, step.
Oh, there it is.
Okay, step seven. Slide 32 actually kind of funny. So you see a lot of these BuzzFeeds, Huffington Post things where you got to click each time to get you to the, that's part of clickbait.
Right.
That's so you see more ads, they can charge more money, they can make more money because you're going to each page clicking more and more. Boom. Slide 32. Every time, slide 32 is funny.
What if it doesn't have 32 slides?
Then you go to the next one, and the 32nd slide that you've seen, funny.
Wow, I didn't know that. Fun fact, Williams and Williams in the morning.
Yeah, something you're going to learn today.
Step number 8, although content's popularity subsides, readers will carry its lessons with them always.
Always.
So if you see an article about...
Drinking. And it says, teen drinking is very bad.
Yes.
And you think, but I got a fake ID though.
Yeah. But that is always going to be in your mind.
Yeah. The lesson will carry on that teen drinking's bad.
People will say.
But you'll always know, I got a fake ID though.
People are going to say, yeah, well, I don't want to read this article about how teen drinking's bad. I'm going to make it not popular.
Yeah. Boom.
But then when they go to the.
Clickbait.
Well, when they go to buy beers or whatever drinkers do. Underage, they're in the back of their mind, they're going to know, BuzzFeed, article,
yeah,
I shouldn't be doing this.
True.
But they'll probably still go through with it.
Just as a side note, here at Williams & Williams, we don't condone underage drinking.
No,
we never. Condone above age drinking.
Yes.
So if you're above the age of drinking, legal drinking age, go ahead. Crack open a cold one.
Right now.
Take a shot of...
if you're listening and you have us on Snapchat...
Spicy one.
We will send you a coupon code... For 20% off DJ Khaled's next album, if you send us a Snapchat, cracking a beer.
Yeah.
Right now.
Send us one right now of you cracking a drink. Any drink, guys. Doesn't have to be
any drink. Doesn't
just
have to be.
Fire back beer. A drink, send it to us. We'll send you the code for DJ Khaled's next album.
And as a bonus.
Wow. Once in a lifetime opportunity.
You can Snapchat in a question for DJ Khaled to answer on today's show.
Yep.
But you only got one chance.
One opportunity.
Foreshadowing.
One shot. Don't miss it.
Don't eat spaghetti before you rap battle.
Hey, if your arms are weak, palms heavy.
Sweaty?
Ah, sweaty. Step 8.
Step 9, I already
Step
did.
9. We're money rapping. Somehow made. Hey, kind of like our radio show.
Yeah.
Somehow we make money.
That wraps it up pretty much.
Yeah, so if you're listening, thanks for listening. Because you're making us money.
And now you know, don't give in to the clickbait like we gave in to the clickbait to click on that article about not giving in to clickbait.
So today's theme of the show, that was the report.
Yeah.
This is Williams and Williams in the Morning.
They know.
Today's theme was Inspiration Station, courtesy of our boy DJ Khaled.
Yep.
So we're going to get to some inspirational songs.
Yeah, starting with...
An inspirational song from an inspirational man.
Yeah, a very smart man who gets fatigued really easy.
Apparently.
Fatigué.
Je suis.
Tu es fatigué.
Ah, there we go. He is.
You are. French. French is hard.
Kanye Here's... West.
With?
Stronger. The scenes.
Left the mics on.
With us. Left the mics on. Technology and stuff. But that's all right. That was Kanye West. Stronger. Fun guy.
Fun guy.
You're here with two other fun guys.
Two fun, great-looking guys.
That's, yeah. I can retweet that.
Give it a retweet, then.
I just did.
I don't know about you guys, but we're feeling really inspired.
Yeah, it's an inspirational kind of day. It's an inspirational kind of way.
We're going to get into some anecdotes.
Let's do it.
A story to tell. A wild tale... From a very sane person.
Brought to you by the Academy of Inspirational Quotes of America. You don't suck. Trust us.
Sounds inspirational to me. I'll kick this one off, Troy.
Kick it off, Mark. Right? What? Kick off?
Oh, kick off. Yeah, not bad.
Not bad.
I went to the Grey Cup on Sunday in Toronto. And we were sitting beside this guy. He's had a couple drinks. He's got his girlfriend there, kind of wants to show off, whatever. Anyways, I'm there with my brother, my cousin, and my cousin's friend, right? So the four of us beside these two, this couple, basically, who we don't know. And,
cute couple?
Yeah, they're a cute couple.
Good-looking dude?
Not my place, really.
Good-looking girl?
Yeah, good-looking girl. So this guy was sitting right beside me. So he goes, oh, hey, who are you cheering for? Whatever. Okay, that's fine. Then he really
What'd you say? Who are you cheering for?
I said, I'm kind of impartial. I don't really cheer for either team.
Just here for the booze.
Just here for the experience. You know, Grey Cup weekend.
Yeah.
Nothing like it.
Apparently not.
Burp. So then he really starts getting talking. I'm like, okay, wow, this guy is like... I didn't even know he had a girlfriend that started, like, I thought he was just there alone or something, because he was really talking to us. And he starts telling us a story about how he's cheering for Ottawa, even though he's from Toronto, because the weekend before that, in Toronto, he went out and got drunk, apparently, with the mayor of Ottawa. Not naming any names, Jim Johnson from Ottawa. Want to protect his integrity, Troy. Anyways, so this guy is talking this night up like it was the best night of his life.
Maybe it was.
Man, this guy is the best. He's so cool, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we got so drunk, man, and like he started calling me by my nickname and everything. So I'm like, wow, okay, maybe this guy's, you know, buddies with the mayor of Ottawa.
Who wouldn't want to be?
Yeah, sounds like a great guy, Jim Johnson. So we were sitting in the first row of the...
Is his name John Jimson?
No, not that it could be, I don't know. We were sitting in the first row of the second deck, right? So you kind of lean over and see the people below you.
Taking an upper decker on the people below you, love it.
Exactly. So, sure enough, this guy is leaning over, looking at the people below him, and Jim Johnson's sitting down there.
Wow.
And this guy loses his mind. Oh my God, Jimmy!
My boy!
Yeah. So he's like, okay, I'm going to go down and talk to him. So we're kind of, it's like a joke between the four of us now, right? Like, this guy probably isn't that good of friends.
This guy's such an idiot.
Yeah, with Jim Johnson. He seems a little drunk. Maybe he's making this stuff up. So we decide to lean over and watch him. So we see him coming down the stairs. Jimmy Johnson gets up, starts walking toward, like, up the stairs to get a beer, probably, because apparently he's such a boozer, this Jim Johnson.
Yeah.
The guy tries to say hi to Jim Johnson. Jim Johnson blows him off, walks right by him, doesn't even bat an eye.
Wow.
Doesn't even give him the time of the day. Doesn't even say, hey, Matt.
Snubbed him. Ha! Jimmy.
And this guy, his face was like, oh my God, I'm embarrassed. But then he's got the kahunas to come back up to our section and say, after we just watched Jim Johnson walk right by him, he's got the kahunas to say to us, oh yeah, he said he's going to come up here and say hi to me. We were like, man, just tell the truth. Come on.
Yeah.
You don't need to put on a show for
you
us.
You met a guy who said he was the mayor of Ottawa.
Yeah.
Now he's at the Grey Cup game and he's like, oh no, I can't let this guy see me.
Yeah, I'm not the actual mayor of Ottawa.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I felt bad for him, honestly. I felt a little ashamed. Felt bad for his girlfriend, too, because that's tough. But, you know, if he's making that up, what else can she trust him with?
Well, maybe she wasn't his girlfriend. Yeah,
you said this is my girlfriend. But can't even trust that.
No.
But she went along with it, so you never know.
Well, you can pay a lot of people to do a lot of things, Mark.
But no ring, so there must be something missing, you know?
Yeah,
that's true. Honesty, trustworthiness.
Integrity.
Inspiration.
Station.
You busy, Troy?
Yeah, a little. You?
No, I'm just doing a radio show.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah, I know. You used it on me a few times.
So. Yeah, that's right. All right. That was the anecdote. I don't really have anything to top it, nor do I want to, because that is a story to tell. What are you looking at?
We're going to get into the bold predictions of our show. Where, though?
She's lying. Lying!
Caitlin, are you lying?
Please tell me why you're always lying. Always lying. No, lying.
Lying. Confirmed. Liar on the show.
Yep. Should we go into bold predictions or another song, Mark?
Let's do bold predictions quick. Right. Let's rip through them.
BPSs. Bold predictions of the show.
Yep.
BPS. Brought to you by Thumbtacks.
BP spill. Oil spill. BPOS. No, doesn't work. Never mind. Scratch that, Mark.
Bold predictions, brought to you by Thumbtacks. We hurt when you step on us. With your feet, not your thumb.
I always wondered why they're called thumbtacks.
Honestly, that might be the worst sales pitch I've ever heard by a company. I don't know why they want us to sell them that way.
That's just what they do. They're honest.
Okay. I like it. Honest and integrity. So let's get to some honestness right now with our bold predictions. Last week, we had Austin Matthews getting 3 goals.
On the weekend.
Yes. Yes! We had Edwin Encarnacion re-signing with the Jays. Maybe. Stay tuned. It kind of sounds like he might sign up with Houston.
Got a bad feeling about this whole thing.
Yeah.
With Eddie.
Didn't do it too bold. Not sure what that's in reference to.
No, too bold. We're losers. we're just reading the script right now. And
So last week...
We're not sure.
There was one that we didn't do because it was too bold. And another one that wasn't too bold, and we're losers for it.
Yeah, not really sure. We'll have to look back on the archives,
The archives. So this week's bold predictions. Mark and Troy hand their essay in on time.
Little backstory. We're in a class.
Together.
We got an essay due on Monday.
Together.
Have you started it?
Well, it's a separate essay. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I'm about 5 pages in.
Yeah, rock on. Rough. 6. I'm pretty much done.
Really?
No. But I think I'll hand it in on time.
Me too. I don't really want to take the 5%.
So that's not bold at all.
Mark and Troy don't hand in their essays.
Bold, Mark.
Mark's imaginary.
That's so bold because it's like a rebel. You're like a rebel then. Oh my god, this guy did it on time.
Little bad boy.
Mark and Troy cook something for the potluck. Little backstory. Me and Mark are in a class.
Together.
On Monday.
Yep.
It's the final class of the year. And the professor wants to have a potluck for everyone. And I love it.
Shout out Miss Thistle.
Professor.
Professor Thistle.
Yeah. So, Mark, are you going to cook something for the potluck on Monday?
Yeah, I haven't really decided what.
So, again, not that bold. Or is it bold because, like, you can talk a lot of talk, but are you going to walk the walk?
Right now, I can definitely say, oh, yeah, I'm going to cook something.
See, I feel like you're going to go to Zaire's and buy, like, one of those pre-laid lasagnas and forget to put it in the oven before and just bring it in not cooked.
Not cooked.
But it's, like, pre-cooked, so it's fine, but it's not warm. It's just been sitting there.
I might make, like, Rice Krispie squares or something.
Rock on. I'm not going to do anything.
What?
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. So that was bold to say that you were, but you just confirmed that you're not right now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Number 3 of bold predictions. Mark wins money at the casino.
Yeah, if we go. I'm not going to...
Well, that's why it's bold.
Oh, true.
It's a two-parter.
I have to go.
You have to go, and you can't lose. And the house always wins.
Not always. I've won $35 once.
I went to the casino in Buffalo. Yep. Not in Buffalo.
Niagara?
No.
Oh, Brantford.
Yeah, Windsor. So Windsor. I went to the casino in Windsor this year.
I know Caesars.
And I was up. So my buddy lent me money to play because I didn't have any cash on me. So I used that. Shout out Kanzi. He's over in Thailand. Good dude. Friend of the show.
Yep.
And so he lent me some money. He gave me 100. I started playing roulette with it. I got up 270, paid him back. I had 170 I was playing around with. Got up on that 270. So I myself had around $270 that I won. He goes to the bathroom. I'm sitting there like bored, like pulled it out, was ready. And then I popped it back in, started playing, lost it all within 5 minutes.
That's what happens.
You gotta know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
Know your limit, play within it.
Know when to walk away, and know when to run.
Yep.
Yeah, know your limit, play within it, party with others. Troy doesn't get caught cheating at board game night.
I liked how in the original, I don't know if this was intentional or not, but in the original script that you put, you spelled board like... Oh, this is boring.
It was not intentional. Like that's because I can't spell.
Like board game.
Yeah. No, I love board games.
Board game.
But right? I also really like cheating at them.
Yeah, of course. Everyone loves cheating.
Will I get caught? Yes or no, Mark?
I say yes.
Ooh, that's bold. I'm pretty good at cheating. Chucky, our squirrel's been gone for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Does he come back before the end of the show?
Yes, he does.
I don't think he does.
We bait him with some clickbait. He comes in.
Yes, Mark, love it.
And he comes in, goes straight for the mouse, because squirrels love mice.
Squirrels, they do?
Yep.
All right, rock on.
Fact. And we're going to see Chucky today.
Bold prediction of the show, the last one. Someone actually Snapchats us back on Radio Laurier. Did we already accomplish that?
Yeah, technically, our good buddy and friend of the show,
yeah,
the White Jesus,
yeah,
sent us a very intimate selfie.
Just woke up. In his robe.
Had his robe on.
Upper body shot. So like,
yeah,
not,
yeah. Come on, let's not get carried away, people. Mind out of the gutters.
But thanks for interacting with us. It's always fun to see a friend of the show.
Yeah. So although he did not.
Anyone else out there who wants to be a friend?
You know what to do. Snapchat.
At Radio Lori. We're on there.
We'll add you back.
Whoa! No one. Ah.
Damn. A tweet, though, I saw. Yeah, you got a tweet. A
couple retweets.
Maybe for Khaled.
Yeah, Khaled, DJ Khaled's coming on the show.
Just got an update from his guy.
PR.
His PR guy.
Manager.
They are over Toronto right now. So
where was he flying in from?
Antarctica.
Antarctica?
Yeah.
Why is he flying over Toronto?
Because he had to fly around.
Like, are they landing in Toronto? Or landing in Waterloo region?
No, landing on top of...
It's a helicopter.
Yeah.
They took a helicopter from Antarctica.
Yeah, all the way here.
Well, that's awesome. Love DJ Khaled.
I believe it's pronounced Khaled.
I like DJ Khaled.
Okay, fair enough.
That was bold predictions of the show.
Those were pretty bold, especially the one about people Snapchatting us back.
Yeah, like that probably would never happen. No one in their right mind would want to Snapchat us back, right?
Yeah. As we're checking the Snapchat.
Yeah!
Nice.
Friend of the show!
Yes!
That's awesome.
We don't name names here. We don't name names.
Maybe they want to become famous, like us. So they want their name to be named. Hold on. We got to pause for a selfie.
We're just taking a Snapchat right now. Okay, we're back.
Hey.
That certain someone, check your phone. You're getting a Snapchat.
Just because you weren't the first doesn't mean they should be the last.
Exactly.
All right? So keep sending them
exactly.
in.
Exactly. Is that another one right there?
Same person.
Same one. Okay. Same one.
All right. Lyrical breakdown. And then we're gonna do a competition in between this. So Mark, you set this up while I tee this up. Get the competition ready. So
what is it?
I don't know. Maybe we'll do a karaoke or
push-ups
or a water bottle chug.
Okay, well we got a couple song breaks. So why don't we do karaoke first?
Yeah.
What we're gonna do, are you on board for this?
I'm on.
Okay, what we're gonna do, people listening, is we're going to start with on Snapchat. So you're not going to hear it on the actual stream.
No, it's all on Snapchat. You got to add us to
all
see it.
All on Snapchat during the songs.
Yeah.
We're going to do karaoke. One 10-second clip singing a classic song.
Classic
like
tune.
A throwback.
Classic karaoke throwback
that everyone's going to know.
Everybody knows it. If you don't, faux.
Yeah. 10 seconds each. Next, we're going to do 10 seconds each a rap song.
Hip-hop beats.
And then next, we're going to do a song that a girl sings.
Yeah.
Any song a girl sings.
So the female lyrics.
Yes.
Or the lyrics.
Lyrics.
The singer is a female.
Yes.
We're males,
so that kind of throws it off a little.
Yeah.
And then at the end of all that, if you want to Snapchat in.
Vote. For Pedro.
For Pedro or for Mark or Troy.
Yeah. Those are your three options.
Pedro, Mark, Troy.
Yeah, if you think, wow, Mark and Troy both suck, vote for Pedro.
Honestly, if Pedro wins, I'm going to be pissed.
I could see him winning. That guy's got heart.
He's the dark horse, for sure.
Okay, so, add us on Radio Lori. We're going to a musical break. Just so you know, this musical break's brought to you by the Lyrical Breakdown. So, this song we're playing is going to be our Lyrical Breakdown. Let's get closer to the music. Brought to you by Bottled Water. Bad for the environment, but just so very convenient.
Yeah, you got one right there.
Yeah, well, this is a planet bottle.
Yep, planet bottle, break down.
This is great. Speaking of this part, head to the 2-4 Lounge. They're giving away free metal water bottles.
No way.
I picked up four last night when I was writing my essay.
Free.
So I love free. All right, here is the Black Eyed Peas. Boom, boom, pow, pow, pow. Turn my mics off this time. Get it. I don't know. What song are we doing?
Classic song, man. You gotta pick a classic song.
Well, I thought we were doing Living on a Prayer.
No, we can pick our own songs, right?
Well, but we gotta do it now. This song is on.
I know. I'm getting mine up right
it's
now.
It's only a 3-minute song.
Yeah. Well, let's see.
It's only 10 seconds. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna. You want me to do mine first?
No, I guess we'll keep recording this. All right.
You want to do mine first?
Yeah. Sure. I got a Snapchat.
Okay. Just wait though.
Yeah. You tell me. You can start. When do you want me? Like, you'll sing a little, and then you want me to start?
Yeah. Like, I'm gonna. I'm going to leave the song until I'm ready to go. You know what I mean?
Is this the classic song?
The 10-second clip, yeah, that I want to sing.
You got to point to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hold on. I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing.
What's that song called?
I don't want to miss a thing, by Carol Smith. You gotta let me look at it, though. What do you want? What are you doing?
Don't want to miss it. Close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing. Close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing. Close my eyes.
West Virginia. Go
to the Blue Ridge Mountain. Hold on, you gotta let me get in my
head.
Get the mic involved.
Country roads take me home to the place. I belong West Virginia. Oh yeah.
Oh wait.
Ah, oh, perfect. Are you ready? Country roads take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia.
Why does it do that?
Lyrical breakdown, speaking of jams, yeah. Boom Boom Pow, great song. Last night, oh, these are going to be my weapons of the week. I'll wait. This is
okay, awesome. Wait.
Teaser, little teaser. Weapon of the week last night. Oh my God, you're going to love it.
I like
that. That digital spit, next level visual.
S word.
Yeah. So far, they're getting me fired up.
My heart's beating fast right now.
Yeah, not bad.
Maybe it's because we're singing on the air.
Mm-hmm. I like that Boom Boom Pow, them chickens jacking my staff.
Yep.
So they're chickens, I think, because they're wussies?
Yes, I think in that sense, not literal chickens.
Yeah, and they're jacking his style. They're stealing his swag.
His swag.
Because they're trying to copy my swagger.
There it is, right there.
Yeah, like Mick Jagger. I'm on that next S-word now.
Yep.
I'm so 3008.
You're so 2000 and late.
See, I don't get that. What's that saying? Like, he's so futuristic.
You're so future. This is Fergie's.
I'm so future.
I'm so future. You're so, you're in the past, boy.
Ah, she's got that boom, boom, boom. That future.
Future, boom, boom, boom. Let me get it now.
Boom, boom, boom.
Gotta get that.
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 Boom, boom, boom.
That boom, boom, boom.
That boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
I'm on that supersonic boom. Okay, they say boom too much.
Oh, that's the name of the song.
Like, couldn't they use the word womb some point? Or broom?
Or maybe zoo?
They do, but that's once. You gotta hear that spaceship.
When I step inside the room, them girls go ape, S-word.
That's a long, that's longer than any other sentence in the whole song.
Yeah, wow. I think so too.
Good for, who's the guy who sings this one, this part?
Will I Am?
No, that's not Will. Is it?
I don't know. Yes. I don't know the other two
You're
guys.
You're stuck on Super A... S. They say the S word a lot.
Yep.
I hope we played the clean version.
Me too.
That's all right. I'm on that HD flat.
Yep.
Now they have HD curved TVs. So this
guy. So they're 2000
and late. This guy's 2000 and late. So basically, I think what we're getting at with this song is it's a tune. You can get fired up to it.
I like this next verse.
And they rhyme. All right, let's get to it.
The next verse.
Yeah.
I'm a beast when you turn me on. Into the future, Cybertron. Harder, faster, better, stronger. Text the ladies longer, cuz I don't like that one, really.
We got the beat that bounce. We got that beat that pounds. We got the beat that 808. What?
It sounds way better.
They're probably way better singers, rappers, and musicians than us.
Yes.
Musicians. Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
For sure. This is really long lyrics. We're only halfway down.
Yeah. So we're going to skip through the rest of it.
We won't sing it all.
And just say, hey,
we'll spare
I like that boom, boom, pow, then chicken's jack in my style.
Basically the thesis of the song.
Yeah, decent tune.
Not bad, really.
Decent tune. So we're going to get, that's our lyrical breakdown on Black Eyed Peas' Boom, Boom, Pow. If you like the song, let us know. If you don't like the song, also let us know. We love feedback anywhere you can. Instagram, willysworld_2. Twitter, twillis_7. willdog2g's30.
Yep.
Facebook, Williams Mornings. We're on there.
Mm-hmm.
You can also check out Radio Laurie on the internet. On anywhere, really. All right?
And we're already getting some good feedback on our karaoke session. So, on
Eye of the
note,
Tiger.
Yeah, we're going to play some Eye of the Tiger by Survivor.
And
you might know it as Rocky.
And Troy.
Troy's going to sing.
I'm going to sing next on Snapchat. Add us, Radio Laurie, to see it, and then let us know. Cast your votes. Don't start voting until you hear both
yes,
of us, though. That's
yes, but vote
shady
mark.
Shady talk.
Vote mark. Okay. You need this up again?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just play it on. You want me to play it on here so you don't have to worry about your...
What was your most embarrassing moment?
Maybe we should be writing these down. Who said that one?
Zoe. Surely gets one.
Yeah, Zoe. I think Zoe actually thinks that you're like talking to DJ Khaled or something.
I don't think so.
Well, she was like, Sorry,
Snapchat's
guys.
Up. Send in your votes. Oh, it seems like we got 2, maybe 3 listeners. Love it. Thanks.
You mean 200 or 300?
Yeah. Love it. Thanks.
Thanks. And we got some questions for DJ Khaled coming in, too, in about, half hour time?
His PR manager just texted me. And, yeah, about half hour. 10:30, he said he'll be here. So, 10:30, DJ Khaled. Remember to tune in, tell your friends. But DJ Khaled's coming in 10:30.
And go vote for Mark on Snapchat.
I would say go vote for Troy on Snapchat.
Yeah, to each their own.
You know what? Honestly, just vote. It's a democratic process, and it's your right as a citizen.
Yep.
And listener of Radio Laurier.
Yep.
So go vote. Go vote.
Go have a good time with it. Have fun. Ask your friends. Play it for your dog. See who he barks for. Or she. They both bark. And we're really gonna figure this out. Who's the better singer?
Yeah.
Troy or Mark?
Troy or Mark, friend or foe of the show.
We're not leaving this room until we figure out who's the better singer. Speaking of friend or foe.
Yep.
Let's get to it. What do you say?
So new segment, right, Mark? Or
yeah.
An updated version of an old classic segment.
Yeah.
What does this one entail? Tell the folks.
Okay, so you guys clearly, our loyal listeners, already know what friend or foe is.
Yeah, so friend of the show.
Yep, or?
Means you're a good person, we're friends of the show, you guys like us, we like you, it's all good.
Or foe of the show means that we don't like you. You're in the doghouse. You're in the proverbial doghouse. So what we do on the friend or foe segment is bring up topics. And we say friend or foe. So, I guess the best example is just to get right to it.
Yeah.
But now we got a middle ground. We got or maybe so. So if you're not quite sure, friend, foe, maybe so, there's an option for everyone. All right, Troy, ready to go?
Yes.
Number one, starting hot.
My Snapchat doesn't play videos anymore.
Yeah, I know. We looked at that. That's pretty unfortunate.
Mark, vote. You got to vote. I think Caitlin's lying, but Mark got to vote.
Shout out Caitlin.
Mark got to vote.
From Canada.
It's a lie.
Appreciate that, Caitlin. yeah, you...
Friend or foe, maybe so. Guy who comments, check your DMs on girls Instagram picture. Losers. Mark, I feel like you've done this.
No, I've witnessed this a few times. Oh. Never done it.
Is there a guy from the Voyagers maybe that does this?
Who are the Oh, no, I don't think so. But no, I love this. Personally, this is...
Makes your day.
Makes my day. So actually doing it is a faux, clearly, obviously. Like, come on, get your head out of your bum.
Seriously.
But seeing it...
Seeing's believing.
Seeing it makes it a friend, because, like, that is hilarious. I don't think there's anything funnier than a guy...
I often get hit on Instagram by Russian models or... well, there's a lot of people who want to come to the country.
Yeah.
Who hit on me on Instagram, which I... hey, thank you for the love and support.
Yeah, more the merrier, really.
Yeah.
But I just think it's hilarious how, A, the guy DMs a girl, clearly.
Yeah.
B, she clearly ignores a DM.
Direct message.
Yes. Obviously. And then... C, that guy doesn't have the wherewithal to know that she is ignoring him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's probably got a lot of, like, shirtless pictures at the gym. Or pictures of his car. Just speaking from what I've seen. And then, so he comments and says, check your DMs. Like, she doesn't check her DMs.
Maybe she doesn't.
Maybe it's a famous person, but not like a normal girl.
So this is a maybe so, because sometimes it's a friend, sometimes it's a foe.
Well, foe, I would never do it. Friend, love seeing it. Keep it up, guys. What about you?
Foe, period. No matter what.
Okay, fair enough. I just like seeing it.
You know, if you want to talk to a girl, just stalk her and then find her.
Yeah.
Say hello.
Yeah, we've been over this before.
Just kidding. That's even worse. Number two. Girls buying you a really
girly
drink at the bar. Drink them or no. Alcohol, drink it.
This is...
Period.
This is a maybe so for me, because...
No, just drink it.
I appreciate the drink.
What does it matter?
But, like, I don't want them to spend money on something I'm not going to drink.
Just drink it. Chug it.
Just scoop and shoot it.
Just fire back.
I guess it depends how many drinks you've had before that.
I don't know why you wouldn't drink it. Unless you're afraid of, like... being roofied, which is it's a concern.
It is, especially for guys.
I think, period, you shouldn't buy people drinks unless, like, you know them. So in this, like, if you're just standing at the bar, it's weird, no matter what gender, who you're buying a drink for, to be like, hey, let me get you a drink. Yeah. No, like, guys, don't do that. Girls, don't do that.
Never.
But if it's like, I've been talking to you for half an hour, I know you, and I'm going to get a drink, and I'm just like, hey, I'm going to get a drink. Do you want one? That's a little more acceptable. Take that to the bank. Love it.
Take it to the bank. Trust it.
So this right here, girls buying you a really girly drink at the bar, maybe so for me, because don't just do it for no reason.
Yeah.
But if there's a reason, do it.
There's a little history there.
Love it. Thanks.
Number three. Talking to your neighbor you don't know during a sports game. This guy's come up a few times already in the show.
I think a little friendly banter is okay, but talking to someone during a sports game to become their friend? Faux.
Yeah. Like, I didn't mind when he said, hey, man, who are you cheering for? What, it didn't work?
No.
Oh, but it worked on my phone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't mind if he says... hey, who are you cheering for, whatever, where are you from? But then after that, it immediately starts getting into any thought he has in his head he's going to say to me, which I'm not cool with. I paid money to go see this game. I want to watch a game. I don't want to talk to you, man, who I'm never going to see again in my life.
I hear that, Mark. I hear that.
Number four, making conversation with cab drivers on the way to the bar.
Friend.
Yeah? You're one of those people, eh?
I don't like telling them life stories, but, like, I'll talk to them like a human. You know, how's your night been?
Yeah, I'll say
where
that.
Where are you headed?
I'm not a big fan of,
how,
like,
are things? Oh, did you check out that sports game? Oh, how about the weather?
Yeah.
How's Uber treating you cabbies? That's a real good one to ask cab drivers.
That,
if you're ever in a cab and you want to piss off a cab driver, ask them about Uber. Tell them how much you like Uber. They love it.
Yeah, that really would stir things up. That's for sure.
So that's a friend.
I'm going to say foe because I don't really like I'll say to you, hey, man, how's your night been? Or, hey, madame, how's your night been? But Maybe sometimes I'll ask them, hey, have you been to this bar yet? What's the line like? I do that sometimes. But I'm not going to really sit there and talk, like, politics with them and stuff. Like, I don't... You're just dropping me off. I don't... You know?
Yep. I feel you. Hey, makes sense.
Foe for me.
All right. Rock on.
Oh, Troy. This one's you.
Getting someone's number from the gym. Why is this one me?
Because you wrote it.
Oh, yeah. I never... I think this is stupid.
Oh, so it's a foe for you.
Oh, yeah. Big time foe.
Yeah. I don't...
Like, you're there to work out.
I'm not at the gym enough to, like... Be ballsy enough to get someone's number.
Why are you... Like, I get it. You want to meet people. I get it.
Yeah, but don't go to the gym to meet people.
No, you go to the gym to work out.
To look good so that when you go meet people, you look good.
Like, if you're... Here's a better place to go approach someone and say hello. Maybe in the 2-4 lounge or the concourse or something. Perfect opportunity to walk up to them and say, hey, I've seen you around before. Like,
I've seen you in the gym.
Yeah, perfect. I've seen you in the gym.
Yep.
Like your stuff. Could we get together for a drink? Maybe get to know each other a little better. Fine. But at the gym? No.
No.
You're there to move weights, not move number.
Head down.
Well, you don't have to have your head down.
Head down. Workout.
All right. Mark, that's your motto?
Head down, workout.
Head down, workout.
Get in, get out.
Get in. Get out.
We're going to move right along into the Mike Webley update.
Yeah, shady guy, super foe. Done. That was easy.
End of story. Mike went away to Florida, as you guys know, last week. He got back this week, but decided not to come back to Waterloo. Decided to stay in Ottawa and be a foe another weekend of the show.
Yeah.
Surprising? No. Rhymes.
No, not at all.
Foreshadowing. When we play this next song, we're going to get into some rap battles.
So this next guy... is a pretty awesome stand-up guy.
Yeah.
Like, great person.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of the world's greatest.
Yes.
R. Kelly.
And he's imparting some of that inspiration onto his listeners.
Yeah, R. Kelly, the world's greatest.
With lyrics.
With lyrics.
Check out Snapchat. You get that. Right. Sorry. Okay, so I'm obviously rapping back-to-back.
Damn it! This song has no lyrics.
Unless, have you ever heard the song?
No.
It's actually a good tune, man. Fires me right up.
Does it?
Yeah.
I am a trio. Mom's texting you, Mark. Why don't videos work on my phone?
Probably something about meeting girls at the gym.
She's telling you you should?
Yeah, for sure.
Why doesn't videos work on my phone? Well, this one worked.
Axe. I love that, how black people say axe. Anybody axe who? I'm not
been this. Damn, darling, I had nothing to do with this shit, Meek. But you gonna go and stay. You're not gonna find it on here. You're not gonna find it on there. You're gonna have to play it on your phone.
I can't, I'm Snapchat guy.
Right. Well, I'm gonna have to play on it.
Okay, well, I don't have to do this.
Do you have back to back?
I could do Ignition, maybe. What are you doing? You want to do back to back? R. Kelly, man.
Ignition. Hurry up, though.
Now, usually I don't do this, but, go ahead on, break them off with a little previews of the remix.
Stand up.
Now, I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, pretty girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do the things you do reminds me of my Lexus cool. That's why I'm all up in your grill, trying to get you to a hotel.
I don't know what, I don't know rap songs.
He's got a hit of rap songs. So baby, give me that toot-toot. Let me give you that hit. Running her head through my fro. Bouncing on 24.
Okay, something's fucked up in my phone. Not even playing this. It's a song that's on my phone. Hey, Mark, let's go. Let's go. I'm gonna rap sales.
No way!
Yes! Go, Mark! We gotta get going!
Oh, maybe hot in here.
Can you hurry up?
Hot in her.
Man, this GQ guy loves us.
It's a black guy, for sure. GQ.
Ah, potluck. These dishes will soon be yours to clean. And they're not even yours.
Hold on.
All you need is a little Dawn Ultra to tackle this mess. Next month,
are you ready? Because we gotta go.
A drop of Dawn and grease is gone.
Yeah, but I still gotta pull my song up and find the spot I wanna rap. Are you ready?
No.
So hot, if we're both doing Nelly songs? So
hot and hurt. Hold on, I don't know any of this stuff.
Do you want me to go? Show my girls for me.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Here. No. You.
Me?
The jewelry store, tell him make me a grip.
I wish it was more than 10 seconds, because I can rap this whole damn song.
At a hotel, bobbing in the bottom row.
Hold on.
You about to start an epidemic with this one.
You ready?
Yeah, I know what this is.
So damn. Got 30 down at the bottom, 30 more at the top. All invisible set in little ice cube blocks. If I can call it a drink, call it a smile on the rocks. If I can call out a price, let's say I call out a lot. I got like platinum and white gold, traditional gold.
Little ice cube blah. Yeah.
That's another inspirational song.
Hop on Snapchat. We just did the rap segment.
Yep.
Troy did Nelly Grills. Mark did Ignition R. Kelly. The remix. Head on Snapchat, Radio Laurier, vote. We think we did a really good job. But
no, we did.
We're pretty biased because that was us. So head on there, vote. Vote for Mark. Mark has one vote to Troy's zero right now for the classic tunes. And we're going to see about the rap. Maybe Troy wins this one. Maybe we use the girl songs as a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, good call.
That would really be the only fair way of doing it.
Yeah. Hondo P. It's time for BLB.
BLB, Big League Banter.
Yeah, brought to you by Bandwagoner Alliance of America. Go first place, team go. Go first place, team go.
Go first place,
team go.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Tiger Woods is back!
Yes!
Not really, though. Apparently, he sucked in his opening round.
Yeah, he was good in his front nine.
At the Golf Championship Classic down there in... it's an island country. Caribbeans.
Bahamas.
The Bahamas, yeah. So, Tiger A, we hope you can come back. We'd love to see some red on Sunday.
That'd be nice.
If anyone knows what I'm talking about, good.
Friend of the show?
Yeah. Blue Jays talk. Eddie, please stay. I don't know if it's going to happen, Mark. I really don't think he's going to re-sign.
It won't happen, but it's good to dream, you know?
Yeah. Inspiration station. Dream.
We got Jonas Unroth. Socks.
Yes. He's lost all his games he started. Pretty sure.
Yeah.
And he can't stop anything.
No, he actually sucks.
He's the Toronto Maple Leafs backup goalie.
Yeah, in case people don't
know. He got scored on twice in 49 seconds on Tuesday night. Brutal. My fantasy update. This is big, Mark. This
Huge.
Is big stuff. Football. Football, fantasy football. I lost last week. I got crushed.
Did you? Who did you have?
Who did I have? What do you mean? The guy I was playing?
Yeah. No, who did you have? Like, your guys.
Oh, they sucked. Everybody underperformed. Nobody got over what they were projected to, except for Drew Brees, who scored 47 of my points.
Wow, Marcus, another 10 votes.
You can't get 10 votes from one person.
Why not?
That's
not how it works?
No.
What are you, the rule master now?
Mark, we're obviously going to tie and then have to do the female voice as the tiebreaker.
Yeah, clearly.
So don't even pretend that the votes matter.
Yeah, but I could sweep.
You're not going to sweep because... hockey, though. Lost. And in other news, I just got offered a trade for Connor McDavid.
For who?
Who was the trade for?
Yeah.
It's a horrible trade. Jordan Eberle and Austin Matthews for Connor McDavid.
You have Eberle and...
I have Connor McDavid.
Oh, yeah. Why would you do that?
I have no clue. I let this guy know right away. That is the worst thing I've ever heard.
Did he call him an...
Like Brian Burke said, it'll take 20 first-rounders to get Connor McDavid out of my hand. And even then, that doesn't make sense because it's not a keeper league.
Some idiot GM.
Are the Raptors contenders this year, Mark? Or are they just pretenders?
I think they're contenders, baby. We'll see. Cavs, Monday night.
Yeah, that's going to be a big game to showcase what everyone's got. And if they can really do it. The hard part is, even if they make the playoffs, somewhere on the road through the playoffs, they got to go through the Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron James, the undisputed best basketball player in the world.
Undisputed.
Yeah.
He's the world's greatest.
That's bold, but... Well, LeBron carries teams.
Yeah, he does.
Ridiculous.
Side note, Troy just got 10 points as well.
Wow.
So now, as Caitlin from Canada said, it's a close one. We got an 11-10 game right now. We're looking for one point for Troy.
Yeah, somebody.
To send it to OT. Female songs.
Yeah. Minor league banter.
Minor leaguers. Yeah, yeah. We don't have the...
No.
Don't have our back.
But you and your friend Raz, friend of the show.
Friend of the show, Raz.
My friend too, Raz.
Yep.
You guys play 21 every week in the AC. How's that going?
It's good. He wins a lot. But,
yeah? Is he a good basketball player?
Yeah, he's a little taller, so he gets that arch, you know, that I can't get.
Arc. I think it's arc.
Arc?
They call it arc when they're shooting balls.
Yeah, true. And the actual arc is called an arch.
Yeah.
Like the Archbishop.
Yeah, the Archbishop of Canada.
Yeah.
He is a great basketball player.
Is he?
Yeah. There's a YouTube video. YouTube Archbishop plays ball. And you'll see a great basketball game with the Archbishop. Archbishop.
Probably a lot of holy cows, eh?
Every other second in that is a holy cow. That's awesome.
And then a little nudge. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you punch your friend in the arm.
Yeah, men's hockey plays in Brock tonight, I know.
The Badgers.
No bus going to the game.
No. No fan bus. Sorry.
No. Basketball, I guess, is starting up, right?
Yep, they're in full swing.
Full swing now.
So head over to LaurierAthletics.com. Check out their schedule.
Tell them Mark and Troy sent you.
Yeah, you'll get a big smile from whoever you're telling that to, and they'll know exactly
what you're talking. They'll know who we are. Come on.
Yep. And that's minor and big league banter.
Yeah.
That was some good banter, Mark.
We bantered for about 2 minutes.
About five. Rodney Atkins. Do you know this guy personally?
No, I know Trace Atkins.
Oh, okay. Well, this is Rodney, his uncle.
Yep.
And this is If You're Going Through Hell, the official music video and lyrics.
Yeah?
Not the unofficial one.
Spoiler alert. Just keep going. Yeah. Going through hell, keep going.
Yeah, guys, inspiration station.
And during the song, during Rodney's song here...
Oh, I just got a vote.
Did you?
Yep.
From who?
Mike from Canmore.
Oh, good. I was going to say, it can't be your girlfriend. That doesn't count. Girlfriend votes do not count.
You're right, they don't.
Nor do mom or dad votes.
No, it was Mike from Canmore.
Okay, Mike, all right, we got a tie game then. 11-11, heading into Rodney Atkins, If You're Going Through Hell. While that song's playing, we're going to get some songs that we love that females sing going. We're going to sing in our girl voices. You're not going to want to miss it. Rodney Atkins, If You're Going Through Hell.
Keep on going.
Williams and Williams in the Morning on Radio Laurier.
We're going to play two songs, though.
You just hold back on. Play more songs. Votes. What are you doing? I'm doing my milkshakes.
Oh, that's a good one.
What are you doing?
Oh, I don't know, but that's toxic.
Nice.
No, hit me baby one more time.
Fuck you, man.
Man, milkshakes is way better. It's like a rap kind of song, too, so you don't have to... You're going first.
Am I?
Yeah.
Our clothes can stretch out in the wash, ruining them forever. Protect your clothes from stretching, fading, and fuzz with...
Oh my god. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours, they're like.
Oh,
my
yeah.
Milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right, it's better than yours.
Sing,
but I have to charge my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
picture, but I have the Charles Schwartz.
Right?
That rhymes even.
Yeah. So, it's 10:25 right now, and we have a special guest here for you guys. A little early, DJ Khaled, I won't hold you against you.
All the way from Antarctica.
Yeah, he flown in here on his helicopter. DJ Khaled, how are you, DJ Khaled?
I'm good, Troy, I'm good. How you doing, man?
I'm great, man. We're doing a Snapchat takeover on Radio Laurier.
Yeah.
Which That's has awesome, been a lot
man.
Of fun.
I've been watching on the flat over here, man. I've been watching. Mark, how you doing, man? I'm good, DJ. How you doing? I'm good. Blessed. Feeling blessed right now.
That a boy, DJ. Hey, we're all blessed, aren't we?
Yes, Troy. I'm glad you brought that up, man. A lot of great energy right now in this room we got here. This room, you know, I started my DJ career in a room just like this. A lot of good energy in this room.
Well, DJ Khaled, thanks for joining us. We got some questions. From us, we got some questions from the viewers.
Nice, yes.
And it's awesome that you could be here. Our theme today was inspiration, so we thought we'd have you on.
Oh, yeah.
You're an inspirational person.
I'm getting inspired right now, Troy. Right now, I'm getting inspired.
You got your headphones on, which I love.
Yeah, my Beats by Dre, red headphones.
Yeah, plug that. You got to get that one in there, right, bud?
Absolutely. DJ Khaled right here.
So, my first question from one of our viewers. Shout out Zoe Richardson.
Oh, Zoe. How you doing, Zoe?
What is your favorite pizza topping? And as we all know, you like to eat.
Oh, love pizza. That's my fuel, you know. That's what I use for my fuel, for my body, my brain, my inspiration, you know, pizza. Well, DJ Khaled, man, what is your favorite topping, they're asking. Oh, yeah, glad you asked, Mark. Glad you asked. Artichokes.
Artichokes?
Yeah.
A very underrated pizza topping.
Yeah, love artichokes, man. I had an artichoke pizza on the flight over here while I was watching your Snapchats.
Nice. Where did you watch those Snapchats, DJ Khaled?
In the helicopter on the way over here.
You helicoptered in.
Yeah, from Antarctica.
Our next question.
Yeah, hit me.
Well, this one. Does it feel good to hear your name said at the start of almost all hip-hop songs?
Yeah, Troy. Wow, what an honor, man. Oh, every time you hear that song, you know, whether you're in the club, whether you're dancing, whether you're just getting a drink, whether you got your Beats by Dre headphones on, you're just at the gym, you're grinding, you know. You're in the studio, you know. DJ Khaled, all we do is win, no matter what, you know. That's the kind of motto I take with me everywhere I go, you know. All we do is win, baby.
All you do is win, DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome, buddy. So with that being said, do you think you'll ever drop the DJ part of your name since you haven't mixed a track in about 5 years?
Yeah, it's about 15 years, actually, Troy. But, no, I don't think so. I think that's just part of who I am now, you know? Someone sees me on the street. Yo, DJ Khaled, what's up, man?
Yeah.
You know, I just, it's part of me. It's how I started.
It's how you win.
It's how I win, baby. It's how I got the keys, baby.
Yeah, you got the keys.
I get it, DJ Khaled. Yeah, no, not Khaled,
so,
just DJ.
DJ. Khaled. Well, just DJ.
DJ K, baby. Whatever.
DJ Khaled. So speaking of keys, do you have the keys?
Oh, baby, I got the keys right here, baby. Hear that?
Yeah, that's the keys, yeah.
That's some keys right there.
Oh.
You want to ask how I got those keys, Troy?
If you want me to ask how you got those keys, DJ Khaled, how did you get those keys?
Just hard work, man. Grinding every day in the studio. Started when I was about 12 years old, back home in Palestine. I was just grinding. It's a fact. I was just grinding in the studio, man. My little home studio. My mom, I skipped dinners, clearly, man. You know, I just went to the gym. I come home. Didn't even go to school most days. I'd just be grinding, man. Just be grinding. That's the key to success right there. Grind.
DJ Khaled, you are an inspiration to all of us.
Yeah.
Viewer question from a friend of the show, Caitlin.
Oh, yeah, Caitlin. Where's Caitlin from?
Canada.
Oh, yeah, love Caitlin it.
Caitlin from Canada.
Love it.
DJ Khaled, what is the key to curing hangovers?
Oh, man, yeah. Because, like, you go out, you listen to my tunes, right? You get a couple drinks in the next day. Oh, head's pounding, right? And people want to say water and banana. Nah, man, coffee. Coffee's the key to hangovers. Don't drink water. Water just dehydrates you. Drink coffee, man. That's what I do. I feel great every morning after a big party.
What's your favorite donut, DJ Khaled?
Oh, where do I begin, man? Donuts? Anywhere that's named after a city? Oh, Boston Cream. Love Boston Cream donuts, man. That's my favorite.
So when writing the song, All I Do Is Win.
Yeah.
Did you want to rub it into people's faces that you have a lot of money?
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. You know, I came from a humble beginning back in Palestine. And when you make it, you gotta reward yourself, man. That's another key. DJ Khaled, copyright. Reward yourself. Don't play yourself. Reward yourself, baby. All I do is win, baby.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Yeah, you got money on your mind.
I got money on my mind. I got money on my neck right now.
Yeah.
I got money in my jumpsuit on my wrist, baby.
Let's talk a little bit about your outfit. You're wearing Gucci by Gucci.
By Gucci, yeah, yeah.
And your necklace is?
Rolex, baby. All through. 24 karat gold.
24 karat gold.
Yeah. That Bruno, man. He got it wrong, dog. Not magic. Gold, baby.
Well, DJ Khaled, it has been an absolute honor, honor.
Hey, there you go, Troy. Yeah.
Privilege to be with you on our show. That's about inspiration.
Yes, yes.
Do you have any favorite inspiration stations that you visit to get inspired?
Oh man, that's what I was doing up there in Antarctica, man. Just being one with the nature. You know? Yeah, sure, it's melting a little bit, but that's okay. You know? Those animals.
That's okay. Let me cut you off. That's okay that it's melting
a little bit. Those animals, they learn how to swim now. You know? They learn how to swim, they learn new things, they get inspired. I get inspired. I write a song about seals and polar bears.
I can't wait for that next track to come out.
Yeah. May 2017. Yeah.
Rock on. We will be looking forward to that. Maybe we'll have you back on.
Yeah, please. I love this place.
And we'll talk about that song that you wrote.
Yeah.
I can't wait, personally, and I know Mark feels the same way.
Yeah, man, we can't wait for you to come back on.
Oh, thanks, Mark. Yeah. Thanks, Troy, Mark. Thanks for having me on. Great energy in here, man. Remember, treat yourself. Don't play yourself. Don't listen to the haters. Listen to them a little bit. Use it. Harness it.
Harness
the negative energy.
And turn it into
the positive energy. And turn it into hits, baby. Bangers.
So we should all become musicians?
Yeah. There's music in everything in life, you know? You're walking down the street, tap, 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 boom, that's a beat right there, baby. That's how my mind works.
Wow.
Yeah, take that walk all the way to the bank, baby.
This is Williams & Williams in the Morning. We're here with DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
He was honored.
Another one.
Yeah, he was nice enough to come on the show to do another interview with us.
Another one.
And another one. This is real stuff, just made up. DJ Khaled, thank you. This is our inspiration show, and you've truly been an inspiration to us.
Yeah.
I know you're a busy guy.
Yeah, really.
We gotta fly. You gotta fly. You're headed to Paris now, you said?
Yeah, Paris, yeah. City of love, baby.
City of love. City of lights. City of color.
Yeah.
City of sun.
Yeah.
The windy city.
Yeah.
The big apple.
Yeah.
The big smoke.
Yeah.
City of fun.
Yeah.
Wow. Enjoy Paris.
Thank you.
We'll look forward to your album. That's DJ Khaled, everyone. Give him a hand.
Coming in, DJ.
Yeah. Alright, guys, take care, eh? And hey, if you're listening, listen to these guys. Listen to what they have to say. A lot of good inspiration in this room right now, coming through these microphones. Alright, guys, I'm out. Peace.
See you, DJ. Have a good one, bud.
What a fun guy.
Man, I really thought he was gonna be smaller. He is a big fella.
Yeah, he definitely does not go easy on the pizza or the donuts.
No. He's got the keys. He's got the keys, and that's awesome. But we're glad we could have him on for our inspiration show. Now we're going to play one of his songs, DJ Khaled, All I Do Is Win. Thanks again for DJ Khaled for stopping by. All I Do Is Win by DJ Khaled.
You.
Flew in here from Antarctica on his helicopter.
I don't know how that thing holds him. He is a big dude.
He's a good interview, though.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
A lot of fun.
A lot of energy.
I'm glad we could have him on for our inspiration show. Inspiration station show.
That was really important because we decided to become DJs because of DJ Khaled.
Yeah, that is strictly the reason.
Yeah, fact.
Thanks, DJ Khaled.
We're going to go ahead and start wrapping this thing up. We're starting the descent.
Yeah, we're going to lose ourselves right now in our weapon of the week. Huh?
Yeah.
What do you think?
No, I like that. We're going to go Weapon of the Week, then we're going to go Weekend Plans.
Yep.
Friday's 45-ish.
Friday's 50.
50. Song of the Day, Exit Words, What Do We Learn, Weekend Song, Cheers.
Boom.
Get out of here. Yeah. Get our weekend.
This is Williams & Williams in the Morning on Radio Laurier. You can follow us on Instagram at WillysWorld_2, Twitter TWillis_7, WillDog2Gs30. Or you can check us out on Facebook at Williams Mornings. You can add Radio Laurier on anything,
at Radio Laurie. Snapchat, we're on it right now. We're taking it over for the day. At Radio Laurie Snapchat. Check them out on Facebook, Instagram, the internet. We got a blog coming up. Lots of fun, lots of stuff to interact with.
Yeah, just a reminder that the Snapchat takeover isn't just for the show.
Yeah.
It's all day. We got it all day.
We got it all day.
Till midnight.
Till midnight, maybe.
Which could be a little risque.
Risque or risky?
Both.
Wow, love that. Thanks. All right, the weapon of the week. This week's weapon of the week is sponsored by Mark. You are in charge of this getting a sponsor.
Sponsored by the Betting Association of Canada. Don't do it. It's illegal, but do it. Come on. Come in. Do it. We won't tell.
The betting.
Bet.
Yeah, it sounds like betting when you say betting.
Like betting? Like a bet?
Like betting. Like, oh, I got a new comforter. It's my nice new bedding.
No. Betting.
Yeah, I know.
Or betting.
Mark, who's your weapon of the week? Actually, can I start?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. My weapon of the week is Conte and Kim West. How the hell do these people get so much attention and why? Oh my god, they're weapons, I guess. And this, like, what?
They're whack jobs, too, though.
Yeah, why are... Why? Why does anybody care?
I sure don't care.
Holy cow. Kanye's in the hospital.
Because
he's exhausted,
he's
apparently.
Tired.
No, not a story. Everybody's exhausted. Nobody goes to the hospital. We just go take a nap.
Yeah.
Like, Kanye, figure it out. Kim!
Sleep
at night. You're not even famous. You got famous from a sex tape. God.
She's not even good looking either. I don't find her good looking at all.
I don't either. But those are my weapons of the week because somehow they're grinding and doing great. I mean, Kanye had some talent musically.
I don't mind.
But now he's...
I mind him, but
he's become I used to like his music a lot. But now he's become a whack job. Kim seems like she's always a whack job. Ugh.
Don't even get me started on North.
Yeah, she is... out there.
Yeah.
She's way up there, you know?
Yeah.
North is way up there, and it's just... It's hard. It's hard to do.
Way up there and a little to the left.
Yeah.
Northwest. my weapon of the week, a little more tame than that. Pierre LeBrun. For those of you who know Pierre LeBrun, TSN.
Insider.
TSN Insider.
ESPN columnist.
Was sitting behind me at the Grey Cup game. The aforementioned Grey Cup game. Buckled.
Having a great time.
Great time when there was his dad.
Yeah.
Big Ottawa Red-Black fans.
Yep. So is my dad.
Yeah?
Yeah, he grew up in Ottawa. Used to love Russ Jackson and the Red-Blacks, and then lost the team.
Russer.
I think it's Russ Jackson.
No, it was Bo, I think.
No, that's Bo Levi Mitchell.
Oh, there you go.
He played for Calgary. He was the quarterback.
Yeah.
Tossed up a bunch of muffins. Those are interceptions.
Couple picks, yeah.
Football speak.
Pierre LeBrun, good for him. Doesn't bring his job home with him.
No?
No. Although he was working the phones a little bit, but who knows, you know?
Could have been texting anyone. His wife saying, hey, we're out.
Yeah, could have been anyone. I won't hold that against him. But great guy, seems like. Loves football.
He is actually a big wine drinker as well.
Is he?
Yep.
Didn't know that about him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Makes him even more of a weapon.
He's a weapon. He is a weapon.
Weekend plans. I don't want to say what I'm doing this weekend because it might jinx it. Because every time I come on here and have a big plan for the weekend and tell the people, it never happens.
So what you're saying is you don't have any weekend plans, or you do?
No, I do, but I'm not saying it because
so you're telling us that you have weekend plans, not to jinx.
Yeah, they're in the balance a little bit. So.
So you have plans, but you're not telling us what the plans are because you think you'll jinx what those plans are and they'll fall through. But no matter what, you'll have a plan this weekend.
Yes, no boring weekends.
No boring weekends.
Except last weekend, I had a pretty boring weekend.
What'd you do last weekend?
Nothing, was just bored. Kind of so boring. What are you doing this weekend?
I got paper Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah,
I got
a paper too.
There's a tournament in town, so I'm reffing that today. I'm going to Listowel today and Sunday. Pretty big weekend on the rinks for me, skating a lot. Not bad though. And going to Sky Jump Saturday night.
Woo!
Which is a trampoline place. Booked a nice hour. Going out there, gonna jump around, play some basketball, maybe some dodgeball, maybe learn how to do a front flip.
Jump up, and get down.
Yeah. So that should be fun for me.
Going with a lady friend.
Going with a couple people. Yeah.
That will be fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I've heard good things about that, but I've never been.
Yeah, I've never been either. Seen, looked, listened. But I'm excited to hop around because I love jumping.
Everyone loves jumping.
And I can't wait to jump to the sky.
You jump that high?
Yeah.
How?
Well, I get up and I get down.
Jump up and get down. Nice. Shout out Radio Laureate. We love you guys.
Yeah. Fun people.
All right, we're going to move into Friday's Five. We've got 15 minutes to go here. We're going to spend about all 15 on Friday's Five, I think.
We're going to have to, because we're going to have to explain what everything means,
yeah.
Why we did this, how it works.
I'm all over it. Friday's Five. So in case you didn't hear that, the theme of the show was Inspiration Station.
Inspiration Station.
We have this thing where we just, you know, and we encourage you to do it at home,
yeah.
True.
This is fun. Fun with your friends. You can play along with your friends.
It's for free. You just free fun.
Free fun. And that doesn't happen a lot in society anymore.
Nope.
There's always a cost. This one, no cost.
No cost. If you hear someone or you yourself use a word that ends with Asian in a...
A-T-I-O-N.
Yep. Ends with Asian in a sentence.
And don't worry, we got a lot of examples.
Immediately say station after it.
So...
No matter what it is, we're going to break it down about 50 terms that end in Asian that we can rhyme with station that relate to something... setting.
Yeah, we'll tell you what they are.
We'll tell you what they are.
We'll talk about it.
And we're really pumped about this.
Yeah, this is fun.
Took us a lot of time.
I hope you have fun with this.
But we're just going to rhyme them off.
So, how do you want to do this? You want to go, like, every other? Do you want to go, you say the first part, so the other guy explains it? How do you want to do this, Mark?
No, same guy says the both parts,
okay.
And we'll rotate.
Every other. So, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I'll start.
Okay.
First one. Intoxication station. The bar, obviously. That's what you call it.
Yeah. You call it from now on. Hey, you want to go to the intoxication station?
Yes. This is how this game is going to work.
Okay.
Next one.
Dedication station, where you give a toast.
Yep.
So instead of clinking your glass, you just stand up and go, hey, everyone, I'm at the dedication station.
Yep.
And boom, you're going to give a toast.
Everyone's going to know what you mean.
Yeah.
Procrastination station. Pretty relevant right now. The library. Hey, you guys want to go study at the procrastination station later? Yup.
Hell yeah, I do. Convocation station is for us Laureate grads and recent grads alum. You know, it's the rec center during grad. So if, hey, you graduated this year? Yep, I'll be at that convocation station.
Boom. Rec center during grad. Confrontation station. Back alley at night. Somewhere you don't want to be unless you're looking for confrontation.
Yeah. So, hey, you're at the bar, and some guy says, hey, let's head out. Let's take care of this in the confrontation station. And you head out back to that alley.
That back alley.
Information station. Google.
Yep. A lot of information there.
Hey, do you know what this is? Why don't you just head on to the information station and figure it out? Boom.
Bingo.
Google it.
Let me go here.
Where?
Memorization station. Your mind.
Yeah, why'd you switch them?
Because that one has to come after this one.
Oh, okay.
Memorization station, your mind, is where you put information from Google to memorize it.
Mm-hmm. The mesmerization station is the psychic's office.
Yep.
You want to be mesmerized? Head to the psychic. That's the Hey, I'm looking for to get my palm read. Hey, why don't you head on down to the mesmerization station? Boom.
Bit of a mouthful, but...
That one's a tough one to say. Civilization station. Neighborhoods, where everyone is civilized, living in homes.
Well, hopefully civilized.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're tucked in boxes to live. So hopefully that's civilized for you.
Exactly. Liberation station. Guy getting out of jail. Congrats, guy.
Yeah. So he's got that final phone call.
Yep.
He's like, hey, guys, he's on speaker. He's telling the fam, hey, come on down to the liberation station. I'm getting out.
Yep.
Boom. Getting out of jail.
I can just hear the...
jail, though, itself is the opposite of a liberation station.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you would call a...
Punishization station.
Yeah, I don't know. What's the opposite of anti-liberization station?
No, that's not the opposite. I can just hear the guard saying, Williams, liberation station. And you're pumped, you're fired up.
Yeah, I'm whooping it up with everyone. Hey, I'm out of here, boys!
Everyone's clinging on their, I don't know, I've never got out of jail before, but that's what that's the picture I got in my mind. Observation station. A window. Or your eyeballs. Where you observe.
Could this not also be, you know, when you go to, like, those things that overlook places and they have those goggles that you can put a quarter in?
Put a quarter in and
boom. Focuses. Observation stations.
Yep. And
telescopes.
Telescopes. You observe the
Outer space. See, there's so. See, this one. This, some of them are tough because there's lots of observation stations.
Yeah.
You can observe almost anywhere. Next one. Inflammation station. Athlete's foot.
Yeah, you get inflamed when you get athlete's foot.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
Well, couldn't inflammation station just be anything with the body?
Anything that inflames.
Yeah.
Like an inflamed rib.
Yeah, an inflamed eye socket.
Oh, that would not be good.
No.
Especially for your observation station.
Nope, it would be bad for your observation station.
Abomination station, which of course is the abominable snowman from Rudolph, the movie.
Yeah.
You know that big guy there.
Yeah, the abominable snowman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the same one, but...
Bumble's Bounce. I mean, oh, I know.
Abomination station.
Nomination station. Award shows.
Yep. A lot of people nominated there.
Yeah. Oh, it's a big nomination station.
And fewer people win. Congratulations station.
Whoa! When you walk on stage.
Nice.
Congratulations station.
Documentation station. The border.
The border crossing.
Can I see some documentation, please?
Hey, I'm crossing at Buffalo this weekend. I'm going to have to visit them at the old documentation station. Documentation station.
There you go. Accusation station.
Ooh, baby.
Is court.
Yeah. Also in court, the explanation station.
Yep.
So you get accused in court, and then you got to explain yourself. It's all one big station. Precipitation station. Anywhere when it's raining. Hey, I don't want to go outside right now. It's a precipitation station.
Vacation station. Hey, let's get away.
Yeah.
We've been stuck here for a while. Let's get out of here.
Communication station. Phones.
Phones. Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
We're talking.
Hey, communicating.
We're talking on the phone. Could also be MSN Messenger.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it could be MSN, Facebook Messenger.
Facebook.
Yeah. Snapchat.
Snapchat. Radio Laureate.
Yeah,
come on.
Could be one of them.
Instagram. DMs. Check your DMs at whoever the girl is.
Yeah, do it.
Elevation station. Elevators. Stairs. Escalators.
Mountains.
Mountains.
Ladders.
Helicopters.
Ladders.
Ladders.
Rooftops.
Step ladders.
Anything off the ground is an elevation station.
Stools where your feet don't quite hit. Examination station. The classroom. We love to get examined in the classroom. Doctor's office, also. Don't do that one.
No, I'm not going to. That one's brutal.
Condensation. Window when it's hot inside and raining outside. Is that when condensation happens?
Yes. Cold air and hot air meet somewhere. And I don't know the exact terms.
And the window sweats.
Inflation station. Balloons or a jumpy castle.
Hey? So much fun.
Just a lot of inflation.
So much fun. Constipation station. This is a toilet after you eat some cheese. Woo! Do not want to be in there. Exhilaration station. Things that make us go woo!
Yeah.
Could be.
Roller coasters.
Roller coasters. Skydiving.
Not skydiving.
I know.
Sky jumping.
I know. I'm just saying skydiving would be an exhilaration station as well.
This one's one of my favorites. The innovation station. Thomas Edison.
Yeah,
that guy. Yeah, he was an innovator.
Recreation station, the gym.
The gym.
Where Raz and I
play. The park. Anyone.
The park. The swings.
Anywhere that you
a
can
field.
Recreate.
Recreate.
No.
That doesn't work.
Have we done education station?
Yeah. Schools. No.
Education stations. Schools. This radio program is an education station.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Probation station. A guy gets out of jail, but on certain terms.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, you can't leave your house. You're on probation.
Station.
Yes.
You're on the probation station right now there, kiddo.
Yep.
Marination station. Chicken in a bag.
Meditation station. A monastery where the monks are.
You can also use marination station as just like I'm relaxing. Oh, what are you up to? Oh, I'm just in my marination station, like laying on the couch.
I like that.
Yeah.
Mariana's Trench.
Termination station. Sorry, you're fired.
Which almost happened to us this week.
Yep.
Occupation station, your place of work.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing later today? I gotta head to the old occupation station.
No one likes to do that.
Nope.
transportation station. The highway, the roads. The Ministry of Transportation.
Yep. That's their office.
Yep.
Temptation station. The Garden of Eden.
Junk food aisle.
Yep. That is another temptation station.
Couple temptation stations.
Temptation's really all over.
Simulation station. Video games. Huh?
Yep.
Simulators.
Ventilation station. Cracking a window.
Yeah.
Which we should have done in here today.
Throwing a fan on.
Yep.
Get some ventilation in here.
Putting the air on.
Yeah, the AC.
I
think that's all of them.
Got a couple more, though.
Okay.
Interpretation station. That's how I see it. You know, that's how I interpret it.
Wow.
Gravitation station.
Where are you pulling these from?
I wrote them down.
Oh.
Gravitation station. Outer space.
Flexation station. That guy in the gym that's flexing in front of the mirror.
Yeah, shout out that guy.
Flexation station.
Cancellation station. Sorry, it's canceled.
Yeah. Sorry, man. I got a cancellation on you. Cancellation station here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, why did you cancellation station?
I had to cancel nation station. Sorry.
Because of the precipitation station inside. That's it, I think. I think we hit 50, probably.
Yep, that was definitely Friday's 50 stations.
Thanks for staying with us. If you stayed with us that whole
you
time.
You probably didn't, but thanks.
That was fun. Now, you can bring that home with you. Bring your work home.
Song of the day, Mark.
Yep.
Lose Your Salvation with Emanation in this station.
Creation Station.
Yeah.
The booth where he made the song.
He was exhausted.
Eminem, Lose Yourself, Song of the Day, Inspiration Station, theme of the show, Williams & Williams in the Morning on Radio Laurier. Reminder, check us out on Snapchat, Radio Laurier. All day long. Vote for your favorite karaoke. Mark versus Troy. Winner to be determined. See ya.
It's a 5-minute song. Don't miss those chances.
You only come once.
Eminem. Friend of the show.
My boy, Eminem.
Yeah, friend of the show.
What did we learn today, Troy?
I learned not to talk to Mark at a sporting event.
Yes. Great point. Don't do it. I'll probably talk about you on my radio show.
Yeah, so don't talk to Mark at a sporting event.
What else? Black Eyed Peas got some great songs.
Yeah.
Underrated. In the late 2000s.
Yep.
Wow.
Throwbacks. We learned that DJ Khaled is the man.
The man. Little big, but a big heart.
He is a beauty.
Great guy. Thanks for flying in, DJ Khaled.
Yeah, friend of the show. Thanks, DJ.
Friend of the show. Thanks also for our viewers for
interacting.
Interacting, messaging in some questions for DJ Khaled.
Yep.
You know he appreciates that. And we're going to get to our...
We got... Round of cheers coming up to the weekend, and just as we go on the way out, you can listen to both.
Okay.
This was Williams & Williams in the Morning. We're unrelated, totally relatable. Hope you enjoyed the show. It's real stuff, just made up. Instagram, follow us, willysworld_2. Twitter, twillis_7. willdog2g's30. Check us out on Facebook, Williams Mornings. Check Radio Laurier out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, all at Radio Laurier. Me and Mark got Snapchat takeover all day.
All day, we're with you.
We'll see you out there, folks.
Party without the smoke.
Yes, Mark. Party without the smoke.